Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. Welcome to your 5 to 10 minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I thank you for giving yourself these 5 to 10 minutes to level set and start your day. Today, I want to talk about self-esteem. Here's a quote from Tom Hardy. The funny thing is, when people you don't let disrespect you, they start calling you difficult. So let me say this again. The funny thing is, when you don't let people disrespect you, they start calling you difficult. Tom Hardy. All I have to say is, if you can't listen to Tom Hardy, I can't help you. You know, I'm just kidding. But now that I have your attention, I always knew it was true, but I had a really big realization today that I wanted to share with you. As an empath, as a light worker, as somebody who is constantly working on vibrating high, I blindly assume that all people want the best for me. I realize that that is a viewpoint of rose-colored glasses, but I did that intentionally so that I would spiritually rise higher. However, it's good to always assume positive intent. However, we must recognize that it's not the same for others. It may not be the same for your spouse, for your children, for anybody. They might have different intentions, and that just might be not their fault. That might be a lack of awareness. That might be just where they are in their life. So this is a no judgment zone here. It's just an observation that I want you to recognize, because observing it is half the battle. Actually, awareness is half the battle. And how is this tied into self-esteem? Well, think about it. Look at your life. Where are you giving and giving and giving? In that space that you're giving, are you getting the same unconditional love? If you're not, then you need to shift your attention to the good and loving people in your life. There's only so many hours in the day, and we're all very busy. So I just want you to be more aware of where you're spending your energy and your time. It doesn't make you a bad person to walk away from people that are just not ready to hear you, that are just in a different space. Think about the ones that were loving to you in the past, the ones that you haven't called in years. Think about your children. Your children are the ones that are looking for that unconditional love. Just shift your attention to them. The payback would be enormous. Just because you have an open heart, you specifically, intentionally connect with someone else with an open heart, that is powerful. So I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're in the center of a sunflower field or whatever flower you love. I just love sunflowers. Your feet are stable and grounded. The sun is on your back, shines warmly as if it's almost going through you. Breathe in deep. Breathe out deep. Know that you're connected to Source. Openly express your uniqueness with a sense of inner freedom that comes from knowing and delighting in who you really are. That, my dear, is self-esteem. Breathe in deep and open your eyes. This is from a message from a chakra insight guidebook that I use often to try to connect with my guides and where I really need to focus my time. It's by Karen Sangster, and I highly recommend you get these cards if you're also looking to connect and intuitively hear messages from your guides. So remember, that is true self-esteem. Having boundaries that are healthy means you're just shifting your attention to a space where your love is accepted and it is returned. It's true, some people that are in a negative space may need your love, but that's temporary. I'm talking about the choices you make throughout life. The first time I read this, I thought, wow, if only. Then I read it again and again, and I understood that the Tom Hardy quote is critical, because it is true. As soon as you start to set these healthy boundaries because of self-care, watch as those toxic people disappear from your life and be okay with it. Send them love and light. They'll come back when they're ready to hear the message. Don't worry about rushing. Experiences are truly perfectly timed. The universe, Source, knows when you need to hear what you need to hear, and you don't have to worry about that. So you can let go of that expectation and just know that timing is perfect. Remember that self-love and self-care means establishing boundaries, but still treating others with loving kindness. It is critical to ensure that you understand that we're all one, and that when you judge or shame another, you're shaming yourself. So if you remember, so don't walk into a situation and say, oh, that person is toxic. Literally, send them kindness, send them your high vibration, but then move away as quickly as you possibly can. So for example, if you need more love in your life, sometimes it is better to give it so that you can receive it. So if you are feeling like maybe part of your self-esteem is linked to maybe the need for more love, then give out more love. That's fine. What I'm saying is to be selective in where you continue to invest your time, your mind, and your efforts. I want to thank you all today for listening. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I know you can shift into a life that is abundant and full of love and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. Be sure to sign up at kinjalpike.com, which is KINJALPIKE.com, or find me on Instagram or Twitter at boldbizcoach. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon.